using Twitter to keep tabs on gangs. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A story in the New York Daily News this week should come as no surprise. Gangs, the newspaper reported, are using Twitter to conduct business, just like everybody else. Young people are apparently engaging in verbal battles and planning violent attacks against competing crews on the social network. One part of the newspaper story caught our eye, though. A Harlem pastor who runs a youth outreach ministry is monitoring gang traffic on Twitter, then dispatching volunteers to prevent or break up fights when he catches wind of trouble. 51-year-old Vernon Williams, known in the streets as Pastor on Deck, is a former drug dealer who spent part of the 1980s in prison. He now runs Perfect Peace Ministry, where he spends part of his day reading tweets.
If we pick up on something that, you know, there might be potential violence, then we take that information and we disseminate that to our volunteers, that we can send teams out to the particular areas to do what we call positive presence for peace. And generally, when we do our positive presence for peace, if we get there early enough, there will be no violence. If we get there and they're in the midst of the violence, when they see us and they recognize us as the Harlem Clergy and Community Leaders Coalition, then they'll stop fighting and go their separate way.
Tell me about a specific example of how you might have prevented some violence by monitoring.
Just a couple of Fridays ago, we were successful. One of the persons that monitors our Twitter for us informed me that there was a problem where two young persons were going to be jumped at after school. And when I got that information, I called for two teams. And the two teams, one team went to one location, and I took another team to another location. And once we secured the location where I was, we went up and met up with the second team and made sure that there was no violence at that location as well. And that worked out excellently.
Probably doesn't always work out like that, though.
No, we've had incidents where we had to actually step in between groups while they were fighting. So we actually stepped in. We've stepped in between many of the young people in the midst of their in the midst of violence. And when they see us, we're very appreciative that they say, "Hey, that's Pastor, you know, POD, Pastor on Deck." And when Pastor on Deck is on deck, there's no violence.
I'm surprised that young people would sort of blatantly announce their intentions over Twitter. That's, for example, like you said, they're about to jump someone at, you know.
Well, again, it starts. Do you know about playing the dozens?
Uh-uh.
Okay, what happens is this. You know, I'll start calling. You'll call me a name. I'll call you a name. You'll be talking. You'll say something about my crew. I'll say something about your crew. It's playing the dozens. I mean, I did it as a kid. But they take it to another level. You know, they'll start with the dozens, and they'll start calling each other names back and forth. And then they say, well, then, you know, I'm coming. I'm going to come. We're going to get a shaking, which is means they're going to start fighting. And they'll plan where they're going to meet, and then they'll meet there, and they'll get a shaking.
Do you notice any change in the kind of traffic that you monitor? Like, they try to, because the police could be monitoring this stuff as well quite easily.
Yeah. I mean, because if it's easy for me to do it, then I'm sure that it's easy for easier, if it's such a word, for NYPD to do it.
Vernon Williams of Perfect Peace Ministry in Manhattan. We have a link to the daily news story on gang members who use Twitter on our site, futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.